What about the substitution of capecitabine for 5-FU as adjuvant therapy in combination with oxaliplatin?
Right. Jim Cassidy has presented data on the safety of that regimen, and this has been an adjuvant trial that's comparing capecitabine-oxaliplatin combination versus 5-FU. The therapeutic results from that trial will be available probably next year. Similar trials in the first and second line metastatic setting comparing CAPOX to FOLFOX have both been completed. Those results should be emerging in the next year as well. I think that the dosing for this combination, again, has emanated primarily out of European trials where the capecitabine doses have tended to be a little bit higher. In the American trials, the tolerated dose of capecitabine in the combination has been a little bit lower. But once we've now settled on what the dose is in combination with oxaliplatin, there's been a great enthusiasm for looking at that in not only the adjuvant setting in colon cancer, but also as part of neoadjuvant therapy in rectal cancer, where it can be given with radiation therapy as well. And there are clinical trials evaluating that too.
And I want to ask you about that, but do you think there's a role for capecitabine or CAPOX in the adjuvant setting right now in a non-protocol situation?
Well, I tend to give 5-FU as an infusion when it's given with another drug like oxaliplatin or irinotecan. I tend to shy away from use of the bolus 5-FU. But as some patients of mine have indicated, they don't want an implanted catheter. They don't want to have to worry about an infusion or a pump for 48 hours. And if that's a strong desire they express to me, I will then talk with them about the capecitabine-oxaliplatin combination. I can tell them what we know right now on the basis of its activity in advanced age disease and the safety in the adjuvant setting. I tell them that it's quite possible that this will be equivalent to FOLFOX in the adjuvant setting, but we don't have phase 3 data. In fact, the current trial is not comparing FOLFOX to CAPOX adjuvantly. It was comparing CAPOX to 5-FU leucovorin in the adjuvant setting. So we won't even have that information to go on. But I think that in individuals who are very comfortable with that level of uncertainty, but really want to focus on the convenience, I have given CAPOX as adjuvant therapy.